Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing great and everything is going so cheery and pitchy and very perfect. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And then in here, Sister Bita and Brother Muhammad are with me to have a great discussion, I guess. Before everything, let me just ask you two to introduce yourself very much briefly. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. My name is Muhammad, and I am in the Islamic Seminary. I think that sums it up.
Very great. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and the pleasure is mine to be here with you again. I'm Bita, a medical student. That's it.
So there we go with a very beautiful topic. Well, I don't know if it happened to you or not, but I do it a lot. When I just go surf on Instagram, those people who become sort of, you know, I want to know more about them, then I go for their followers and I check them. And based on their followers, I would have some assumptions about
what
them.
What a bad behavior, you know, a really criticizing, yes. You know, I'm really against that behavior. You know,
why?
Because myself, for example, I like some posts that I don't even see. I don't watch it, but I don't know.
Why
just
do you like
the
it?
Like part. I want to just like it, you know, yeah.
Question. When you see a person's following page or followers page, you make no judgments?
You know, I try to maintain my reality.
That try that you say gives us the answer totally.
No. It is impossible not to judge other people.
See?
You know,
I'm telling you.
I don't judge, but I think judging being so absolute about other people by only just their followers.
No, these are
really,
just assumptions.
I know what you mean.
And then you're there to prove it.
But, you know, somehow I feel insecure about myself when I think of a lot of people we see who I'm following. And because of that, always the number of my followings are so less than my followers,
yeah.
You know. Maybe, I don't know, I have 20 followings, say something like that. All of them are my friends and my family.
Yeah.
And nothing more,
me
nothing
too.
Less. I don't follow pages that have a special background or a vibe or I don't know whatever that can give a sense about my personality to other people. I'm really attentive about that.
Mm.
And even about likes, always my mother tells me that, come on, you have to be attentive about what you're liking because
exactly.
Because they are taking track of whatever you're doing, your, I don't know, favorite things, your desires, your mindset and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay, I don't know, I like to like that. Not every business.
Why?
I do that.
Why? On what basis you give them like?
You know what? Sometimes, for example, I see a post that, I don't know, I think it's beautiful, but the number of likes are so less than what I imagine. And for example, 100 likes, I'm like, oh,
so
poor
pity.
People. Yeah,
pity.
Exactly. I
don't really
like
nice.
You.
So what about you, brother?
See, the question, original question, can we predict someone's personality through their likes and their followers and followings? Right?
Well, I guess to some extent, you can have some assumptions. And most of the times, what I think about them turns out to be true.
Yeah, so you're in the right track, at least from my perspective.
So tell me, do you do that or not?
Of course I do. It's a psychological thing. Everybody does that.
Like I guess it happens naturally.
Your attire, your friends,
way
you walk, everything,
yourself.
Everything you're portraying. Even you might have a personality inside you, and then you're going somewhere else. For example, let's say you are a very simple personality, but then you're going for a business meeting. You kind of dress up like a business person. Right.
Yeah.
And that you're kind of hiding your personality inside. But then why are you dressing up like a business person? Because you know your outside, your attire really affects. Likewise, your friends also have a lot of effect. You don't be around your friends near your parents in most cases, at least when you're in high school.
Mm.
Why? Because you know it's going to be embarrassing. Right.
Yes.
So all that has an effect because everybody judges. It's important. But is it a right thing to do? And I think, yeah, it is. Do you know why? Because your friends, when you make friends, you are making friends that are close to your own personality. You will never find an alligator and a lion making friends.
Mm.
You will never find
it
an
happens,
eagle.
You know, it might happen, but
it's like a one in a million instance,
exactly.
Right? So you will never find a pigeon making friend with eagle. They're, one is a prey, one is a food. essentially. When you have friends, we know what, at least I can tell you in my class in high school, we had, like, I'm saying high school because I want to stress on this point that youths are more vulnerable to this.
Exactly.
Yeah. We had like three groups of people in our class and all three of them had things in common. So my group, like my friends, my circle, they were different than the other circle. Mm-hmm. The other circle were like had a completely different thought than us.
You know what I would say? I would say, tell me who you follow. I would tell you who you are.
Hey.
Very beautiful point. When we come to an agreement, let's go for a break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back to IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. Brother Muhammad and Sister Bita are in here with me, Asma, as your host. And we are here having some very beautiful discussion about who you follow and what things you like in Instagram or totally in generally in media, what you do, your activities. Are these activities and followers or following are going to just determine your characteristics or give us some assumptions about your personality?
So you're in the last part with agreement, and I want to start with disagreement.
Oh, yeah. Wow, the floor is okay. All yours.
So Sibita always has something to surprise us.
The thing I want to tell you is that, you know, we shouldn't do that.
Why we shouldn't do that?
Because you sound nosy when you do these kind of things.
No,
you
know, it's nosy. Not. See?
Come on,
no,
you are so curious that I call it as nosy.
See?
Why should you go and see the following
Let me clear the ground for you. Well, listen to me. I come to your page.
Yeah.
As your friend.
I won't give you my page.
What a good friend that is.
So just listen to me.
Yeah.
I come to your page and then maybe, if you're so interesting to me, if I want to know more about you, I would check your followers or following and then make some assumptions, but those assumptions are not going to blind me in a way that I won't give you a chance to prove yourself.
You sure? You know, because you are making a background of me, and it will affect you no matter how much you try to control yourself and, I don't know, maintain this balance that, no, I don't think like that about that person, but you think.
No, you are the one who determines that for me.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to mention that. You know, I'm against these sort of things, but I will abuse it. Not only use it, but abuse it. You know how? Because, for example, you know that other people are like that. You know, they go search in your Instagram page and they will, I don't know, go for your followings, followers, and so on, your likes. And you will out of your knowledge, you will follow some pages, you will have some profiles, you will have some, I don't know, biography sentences that will mislead other people. And I like to do that. And I see a lot of people that just use this method as a cover to, I don't know, hide their true self and their own personalities and their own beliefs.
Yeah.
I mean that you cannot just be so naive, like, okay, I'm understanding you by the way you are showing yourself in social media. I mean, maybe there are some people who are just thinking deeper.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And they want you to think like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making you to think like that.
When you want to know if a person, let me bring it to a serious context, marriage. How do you find out the person proposing to you or you proposing to the person, both for male and female, is the right person to you? What do you do? Check your friends, check their pages, check their followings, what they do,
no matter
affects.
How expert they are, finally, there is something for you to get out of all those stuff.
Like, for example, a person being around gangsters the entire day.
Yeah.
You saw them among gangsters. All of a sudden in the night, you see this person. Are you going to be secure enough to approach that person? Because, you know, you make that assumption that that person is of that character, even
but
though that person might not be a gangster himself. But then you assume that his character is more closer to gangsters than, you know, us, for example, others. Right.
But all she means to say is that even that gangster is not going to show me his true face.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to mask it for me and then come out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not always the case. See, we're not talking about exceptions. We're talking about what happens normally. Trust me, like when you see a person in social media and you see their friends and their followers and their followings, you kind of get an idea what the person, how
At
the
least
person
it tells
is.
Tells something about.
But you know, another thing which comes to my mind is that not all of the people show, you know, their self that exist in a real world. Yeah. I mean, the
yeah,
social
but as the brother said, media, it's okay. just exception.
Right, but I'm not convinced.
You okay, know, it's closed. At least thing, we're closed. In
yeah,
agreement.
You are closed because you're actually correct. You know, I do agree with
so what on the honor of this being correct, let's go for another break. Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, this is Back to Reality, and we're talking about who you follow. And is that thing going to say a lot about you or not? And we came to an agreement then again, and then Sister Bita was saying something.
Yeah, I think most of the people, especially introvert people, mm-hmm. has a special mindset, I don't know, background, I don't know, whatever, and they hide this personality in the real world.
Exactly about those yeah. introvert people, when they come to social media.
Yeah, they expose themselves to the
exactly.
world.
Exactly, yeah.
So, the
they
thing
expose
I want to,
themselves.
Yeah, they expose themselves, but this is not the thing you can see in the real world. And when, for example, you contact someone in social media, and after a long time of relation with that person, you see that person in a real world, you're like, come on, who are you? I mean, these gaps that exist.
Let me take that same, yeah. same example of an introvert. Yeah, yeah. A person doesn't communicate well with people in real life, but then he goes to the social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you call it, and has a lot of friends, communicates, or, but what judgment do you make out of that person? Person is an introvert. Mm-hmm. You know that person because he's not speaking outside, but then he's inside in the social media, right?
So
you're making a correct judgment of the person, right?
Yeah.
And actually, that is entirely, though it's important that you don't judge a book by its cover
exactly.
all the time.
Of course. Yeah.
But that's, you have to consider it because sometimes you might see things in social media that do not that are not self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't make judgments. But then if you have like not one news, you put five pieces of puzzles together, you can make a picture out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Not just taking one thing, but then if you take five, you don't see one friend, but you see 10 friends that are almost, that have one characteristic and similarity. Then you know that this person is most likely to have that same
exactly.
characteristic.
Exactly. And
as
you
well.
Know what? There are too many dimensions to a person's thought. So
exactly.
when you have that idea about them after just checking their profile
yeah.
or whatever, it's not going to be the final judgment.
Yeah.
You give them time, you know them more, and then you decide. You know what
so
I mean?
So I came to this conclusion that, okay, it doesn't matter what is the gap or the paradoxical way of social media or mm-hmm. real world. You can even understand some special hints about that person by all these contents, you know?
Yeah.
And but by far, I still decide to have my cat profiles. I always have cats, I don't know, because I love cats. And
so
that
is clear for us that you
that
love cats.
Cat-loving person.
But it's not an important thing, you know? And then I reveal some important parts of my dimensions and parts of my personality that I don't want you to know that. Mm-hmm. But you know that this is the problem that I want to avoid. Yeah.
People can still make judgments of you.
I know.
Based on your likings, not necessarily social media, but then your choice of, for example, food,
yeah.
your choice of being with people, choice with family, and all of this.
Even creating
judgments.
Social media is a choice that it can judge me by that, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
You cannot run away from other people's judge,
yeah.
in my opinion.
See, to some points, it's true that we care about people's idea, but also, what's the problem if they judge? Let them judge.
Yeah, so
everybody, we have a brain, and this brain's job is to
judge
make analysis.
Yeah.
It would analyze everything, so it happens pretty much naturally, and I guess it's okay. And
but
I guess
sometimes
it's
it comes
okay.
knowing. You know,
what?
Sometimes it comes knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, when other people judge you in a way that they misunderstand you completely, yeah, it's another story.
That's why I
said
it's not very much important. People's idea is not going to count too much.
But this
much.
Is why this is important, because it bothers you.
You know what I conclude from Sister Bita's mm-hmm. Position, I think what she's really against is after making judgments, how would it affect me as a person being judged in my decisions?
Exactly.
I think that's what
yeah,
she's
thank
really
you for
against.
Understanding.
Yeah. So I think we can clearly wrap this up by saying that judgment, being judged in social media and in other platforms is generally a natural thing, but then it should not affect you as a person being
yeah.
judged because of the judgment that are made about
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the final point. Thank you for wrapping it up. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again